This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. International pressure mounted on the military in Sudan Wednesday, one day after it ousted the transitional government in the Northeast African nation. Members of the UN Security Council denounced the coup, warning that it threatens to destabilize one of Africa's unstable regions. Richard M. Mills, Jr. is the U.S. Deputy Representative to the UN.
This contravenes the Constitutional Declaration and the democratic aspirations of the Sudanese people and is utterly unacceptable. As we have said repeatedly, any changes to the transitional government by force in Khartoum puts at risk U.S. assistance.
Relatives and activists say Sudanese security forces detained three prominent pro-democracy figures overnight. Protests denouncing the takeover continued on Wednesday. The United States is working on hypersonic weapon technologies after the top U.S. military officer, General Mark Milley, said China conducted a very concerning test of such a weapon system as part of its aggressive advance in space and military technologies. John Kirby is the Pentagon spokesman.
Our own pursuit of hypersonic capabilities is real. It's tangible, and we are absolutely working towards being able to develop that capability.
Milley was the first Pentagon official to confirm on the record the nature of a test this year by the Chinese military that the Financial Times reported was a nuclear-capable hypersonic weapon that was launched into space and orbited the Earth before re-entering the atmosphere and gliding toward its target in China. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. New Mexico authorities said Wednesday they have recovered a lead projectile believed to have been fired from a gun used in a fatal movie set shooting. Investigators discussed their initial findings in the shooting in which actor Alec Baldwin fired a pistol and killed a cinematographer and wounded the film's director. Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwies told reporters she would not say whether she will bring charges against anyone in connection with the shooting incident on the set of the movie Rust.
All options are on the table at this point. I'm not commenting on charges, whether they will be filed or not, or on whom. So the answer is we cannot answer that question yet until we complete a more thorough investigation.
Two other guns seized include a single-action revolver that might have been modified and a plastic prop gun that was described as a revolver. A new passport marks a milestone in how the United States recognizes the rights of people who do not identify as male or female. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
For the first time, the State Department has issued a passport with an X gender description. It will not say who received the passport, but that the option will be more broadly available next year. America's Special Diplomatic Envoy for LGBTQ rights calls them historic moves, saying a person can live with more dignity and respect when their identity documents reflect their true identity. Australia and Canada are among other nations that let citizens designate a gender other than male or female on passports. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazilian senators delivered a report to the country's attorney general on Wednesday, accusing President Jair Bolsonaro and top officials in his administration of a series of crimes related to the mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic. Brazil's attorney general, Augusto Aras, who in the past has sided with the president and is seen as protecting him, has to decide whether the Senate's investigation warrants opening an inquiry. He would then have to get authorization from the Supreme Court to proceed, since Bolsonaro is a sitting politician. If the prosecutor general presented charges against the president, the case would move to Brazil's Chamber of Deputies, the lower house of Congress. Two-thirds of the 513 deputies would have to vote for the Supreme Court to suspend the president for at least 6 months and to put him on trial. Senators, however, do not expect Aras to move forward with charges against Bolsonaro. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.